Tori Hargrove, Director of School of Education. So the West Virginia Grow Your Own program is a partnership between a university's education program and a school district, which provides a pathway for high school students to enter the teaching profession. So students that are in their junior or senior year begin taking AP and or dual enrolled courses that would meet the programmatic requirements for a degree in teaching. In the end, the Grow Your Own requires a minimum of 24 credits. 12 of those credits are core curriculum and 12 are for the foundational courses in education. If a student starts in their junior year, by the time they graduate high school, they would at least have 20 credits. Some will even have up to 30 credits and be able to enroll as a sophomore at a university. And then through the partnerships, candidates receive continuous coaching and mentoring. And research suggests that it's that coaching and mentoring that's essential to retain the candidates even after they graduate. So the West Virginia Grow Your Own program is where we target high school students to work together, and we reduce the barriers that have otherwise kept people from entering the teaching profession. What I hope is that we get more students interested in going into the field of education, that we're able to show them that education is a very rewarding and noble profession, and that although we hear lots of bad things in the press, teachers are there because they want to give back and because they want to make a difference in a child's life and give them something. So we just really hope that this helps them have a way to get interested in teaching. So when we're starting in high school, if they think they're interested, then they can come take some courses and learn about what the profession is and spend some time in classrooms and see how things get the feel for that whole teaching profession, and then make an informed decision about becoming a teacher. We have a big shortage of educators in all fields right now. We used to, you know, it was the main fields we had shortages in were math and science, but now we have it in all fields. And so we just need people who have a passion for teaching, who want to give back to the community. The need for keeping educators is providing a salary that's a livable wage, as well as respect for the teaching profession. But for what we want to give our students here is, you know, that this is a good profession and this is a profession they could be proud of.
Hey, I'm Barb Kendallis. I'm the coordinator for dual enrollment here at Shepherd.
And Tong, tell me from your perspective about this new pilot program. Mm-hmm.
So the Grow Your Own program here in West Virginia is ideal for students who want to go into education. It gives them a really great head start. They can get possibly up to 30 credits out of the way as long as they start as a junior before they even go off, you know, graduate. For my aspect of it, I get them while they're still in high school through the dual enrollment program. So they take several different classes. The state has 4 specific classes set up for them that they want them to do through the program. They're specific education courses. Then, in addition, they can do like English 101 and English 102, which satisfies, of course, their college requirement and their senior English. You know, they can really take additional classes with these classes. So then that's what, between that and their AP classes at the high school, can give them almost 30 credits, almost, you know, possibly sophomore status coming in once they graduate high school. I think more programs like this, we're going to see more of them. it's a great way to have a student see if this is really what they want to do before they actually go off to college. You know, taking a couple education courses and getting your feet wet can really kind of open your eyes to it. Is, do I really want to do this field? Do I want to be a teacher? And the whole dual enrollment program is very conducive for that too. You know, I've had students who have said, you know, I definitely want to do this major. And so they'll take some classes and see if it's what they, if it is what they like. And, you know, the majority of them seem to really decide to go that route. But I have had students that have completely changed their major thoughts after doing dual enrollment and being exposed to other classes. I try to work with them and find out what their interests are when they are applying for the dual enrollment program, so we can kind of make sure that the classes they're taking, one, will work with their major, because we don't want them to pay for a class that they don't need. And number two, you know, if they have certain interests but they haven't really decided yet, then we can guide them in taking those classes, core classes, that will give them some exposure, and, you know, they can talk to professors.